Hi, and welcome back to Season 2 of the Mission Minded Podcast. I'm Jim Tingler with two co-hosts today. John Spinn, you might have recognized from Season 1.
Good to be back, Jim.
And our new guest, Mitch Deans, for Season 2.
Good to be here.
So, Mitch, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Mitch Deans. Currently living in Dunellen, Florida with my lovely wife, Ashley, and our son, Tim. If you can't tell by my accent, I'm not from around here. I grew up in Australia, met my wife back in 2015 in Fiji, and we did the long distance thing for a while, but it just got too expensive, so we got married, and now we're living over here in the States and working with iTech. So.
Yeah, that's probably about as long a distance as it could be, Central Florida to Australia.
Yeah, about 30 hours of travel to go back and forward. So
nice.
Not much fun.
God was just preparing you for international trips. You're good to go. You're practiced up.
Yep. Lots of miles under our belts.
Nice.
For sure.
So when did you start working with iTech?
So we started volunteering maybe back in May as the pandemic was kind of ramping up. Usually we would be in Fiji for the summers, but that trip was canceled. So we had a bit more free time. So we decided to start volunteering at iTech, and we've been in our roles here for going on 3 months, I think.
So yeah, so that's
nice,
you,
and fresh.
That's you and your wife.
Yes, so she's working with the media team. She's does the newsletters, and she's kind of the person behind the scenes of social media.
Yeah.
And she's behind the camera right now. So.
Yeah, and a fun fact, she came in and fixed your hair right before we started filming.
She did. She looks after me.
That's good. That's good stuff. So I think anybody listening out there can understand the value or the quality you bring just by the accent to the podcast.
Bit of international flavor for the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time. And so what role are you playing on the iTech team?
So I'm a part of the Equip team here at iTech. I guess 2020 has given us the chance to rethink kind of the areas that we're focusing on at iTech, and Equip has become one of those areas that we're wanting to invest more time in. So we work alongside churches as a guide to help them rethink mission strategy, short-term missions in particular. And a part of that, we also train trainers. So we work with churches to train them so that then they can go onto the mission field and train Indigenous believers. So
nice. And I think a lot of people are familiar with a lot of the development of the tools and training, but the Equip would be equipping others to do the same.
Right.
So it's not just about expanding the iTech team. We want to take the idea of training and equipping the Indigenous Christ follower and pass it on so churches can implement it in their own context.
Yeah, sharing what we've learned over the years at iTech. So.
Right on.
Yeah.
So that's several hats that you wear, but I know John Spinn, you wear multiple hats at iTech too.
Well, I'll try to, Jim.
One of the obvious would be doing dental training.
That's true. That was my primary reason and role for coming here.
But one of the fun things we did through Season 1 was just talking about the different things you worked on or found to work on. So you're always working on repairing anything. Just today, what are some of the things you've been working on?
Well, I was working in the iTech kitchen today. Had a broken handle on one of the ovens. So did a little off-label use of plastic pipe. So, yeah.
Replacing a sink in the men's bathroom?
Yeah, I need a new faucet in the men's. So. Yeah, in the middle of that right now, and yeah.
Then also, I believe you're working on somebody's washing machine.
Yeah, our cameraman here, Brian. So we're got a change out. Attempted repair. It was a successful failure. We put a new clutch in, but I don't think we have. It's not cool. So we found another one down at LifeView. We're gonna change it out tonight. So
nice. So LifeView is also known as the back shed of iTech. So
should be more like Death U, where the appliance graveyard.
But yeah, no, we appreciate you, John. All hats to all men for the sake of the gospel.
That's amen. Yeah, all things, all men.
There you go. So, you know, I think as people might have just come across season two of the podcast, I think it'd be good just talk about what might somebody expect as they start listening. And so the goal of the podcast is to inspire Great Commission participation, allowing listeners to join in on discussions with people striving to carry out the command in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Mitch, would you mind reading that?
I can do that. It says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
And so the people we're going to interview come from diverse backgrounds. They're working all over the world and bringing up some of the challenges that they've encountered. And, you know, as hosts, we're going to bring in this special guest, and they're going to be telling us stories, having discussions, and inspiring us to use our God-given gifts to take the gospel to our neighbors and the nations. So I like to think of it as, if you had an opportunity to sit down and have a cup of coffee with these people, this might be a conversation you'd have. So, mm-hmm. Or maybe Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Yeah, that's one of John. Tell me why you like. Tell me why you like Waffle House so much.
Well, it's down to earth. It's always open. Actually, FEMA has a scale of the severity of a storm based on whether or not Waffle House is open. No questions about what they're doing with your food. You watch them cook it right in front of you, and you can talk to the people right there. So, you know.
That's great. That's good to know. Always learning something new with John and the listeners, too. We've had not only the repairs, the mission quote of the week, but we're going to have to come up with something for Mitch.
We will.
Maybe some of the myths of Australian culture.
There's plenty of those. Yeah.
What's one that comes right to mind?
I don't have any kangaroos in my backyard.
I know one that you told me is Outback. Oh, yeah. I hate to bring it to people listening.
The Outback restaurant
is not Australian food. It's where you go if you want to get American food, right?
Yeah, in Australia.
Australia.
Yeah.
I'm totally confused right now. So what kind of food would we get in Australia? Well, Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Yeah.
That's
true. It's a staple.
Okay. Yeah. So there are not kangaroos running around?
I mean, there are, but not in my backyard.
Okay. Not like squirrels are here in Central Florida?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe those are some of the things we can dive in through season two.
Okay.
And again, our goal is just to have casual conversations with people. As I've learned through season one, a lot of the people, you know, you kind of put them on a pedestal that they're out there living on the front lines, but they're just regular people. Mm-hmm. Some of the guys we've interviewed 5-6 years ago were just in a regular job and God put a calling on their life and they followed it.
Well, and I think that that's part of the goal of the podcast is most people we're bringing on the show are not famous people that people would have ever heard of, but they're just humble people serving God. And some of them, Willie Tan was a stockbroker in LA and now he's working in Northern Iraq, and Kim Smith was a school teacher and now he's working full time.
Whoa, John.
So
you're kind of going ahead there. Kim Smith's on season two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get it?
You got ahead there. That's okay.
That's a little leak there to those who are listening.
That's right. But that is, I mean, that's the goal, you know, casual conversations with these people and inspiring our listeners, maybe who think, I'm just a stockbroker, I'm just a teacher. What role can I play in carrying out the Great Commission?
And some of these people, too, just creative in what they're doing. Some of these pretty unique, just the type of ministry and where they're working and what they're doing. And just to encourage people to be creative and thinking about how God might want to use them and use their skills to advance the gospel to the nations.
And Mitch, you have your own personal journey as well to get here. You were working for Evangelism Explosion and still are.
Yeah, we still are. So we're working part-time with iTech and part-time with EE. We both felt the call in Fiji 5 years ago to pursue ministry together, and it's been a journey that's gonna, I'm sure, continue into the future as well. So yeah, God's definitely had us on a journey, but it's exciting.
Yeah. It'll be exciting to hear more of that, but I don't want to give it all away, right, as this is just an introduction to season two. But hey, thank you guys for being a part of season two, and thank you for joining us on season two of the Mission Minded Podcast.